The following is from a live show, June 30th, 2007. This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome to each and every one of you tonight. I want to change things up a bit and start out by saying a huge thank you to all of you who wrote or left voicemails about the health of my father. It really was a wonderful feeling having those messages while I was gone. You know, it is times like this when I really know that people do care and aren't afraid to express it. So again, thank you so much. Now, I am here in my studio in Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. Please check them out at my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. You know, tonight is a very special night. First, it is a show devoted to answering all of your questions by my very wonderful resident astrologer, Nancy Miller Ogren, and myself for you tonight. Now, you can email us your questions with your name, date of birth, time and place, and we're going to answer your questions right on the air tonight. That's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Or if you prefer, you can call us, 913-871-8177. And I have another way, and that is at the website. You'll see the Yahoo Messenger symbol. I'm online right now, so you can send an instant message, too. Wow, a lot of information. But now you can get a hold of us in several ways. You know, the other reason that tonight is a special night is that it is a full moon, and it's going to appear to be larger than normal in the night sky. So we're going to be talking about this wonderful full moon and all the energies associated with it, so you too can take advantage of the weeks to come. Please be sure to check out Fate Magazine and PerfectlyOrganic.net. They are the official sponsors of Journeys. Now stay with us, because Nancy Miller and I will be right back to answer those questions and talk about the full moon aspect. Stay with us. Vitalizer Plus, Advanced Oxygenation System. The Vitalizer Plus is scientifically documented to do four things. 1, structure water. 2, increase oxygen. 3, to add minerals, and 4, to add energy. Go to PerfectlyOrganic.net. That's PerfectlyOrganic.net and get yours now.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues at www.cdbaby.com.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
That sounds a little like a mess there.
But you know, the thing about that is, the thing about Capricorn is if you can get this, the reward for the effort you'll put in, the reward from Capricorn is really offering you. If you'll go ahead and go for that, growing up and maturing, and you go for that, making the effort, then what Capricorn says is, I can support you then in your autonomy. I can help you really trust your own integrity and really be there for you to find self-fulfillment. And I think, and this, I think this is the best time of the year for Capricorn. I know Capricorn is December to January into January. But sitting in that sky, this is the most attention Capricorn ever gets. It's the full moon in the middle of the summer, right after the equinox or right around the equinox. This is so joyful to me.
Well, you know, that I think it's time that we have a little joy in our life.
Yeah.
I mean, the news is just absolutely getting beyond me. I just get the, I don't know, it's like a feeling of surrealism. As I'm driving down the road or as I'm sitting in my office or whatever I'm doing, it's just like, this is just not really our world. So, you know, the joy, I like the aspect of the joy.
Absolutely.
What does that mean for people, though, Nancy, who aren't of a Capricorn or they're not of a Cancer?
Well, everybody, you know, I think a full moon brings out the best in everybody anyway. I really do, except for the Scorpio full moon.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm, you know, I'm getting signatures to have it maybe toned down. Maybe happen every other year.
So we can take it in small doses, right, or really prepare ourselves. Absolutely.
But I do believe that, you know, the opportunities we get in full moons, the idea that we have a chance in any full moon to really open ourselves up a bit more and find ourselves, go into ourselves a little bit more, use the wonders of the water of the moon, and really say to ourselves, what do I want to discover with this light shining on me? I want to discover something new about me, and what can I take advantage of? What can I release? All of that. I think that's what the full moon really represents. What do I access and what do I release to make room to access that?
Well, and I can tell you that every full moon I make a point of sitting outside, you know, no matter what the weather, for
yeah.
at least a few moments, if I can't spend a lot of time, but a few moments to go out and celebrate the full moon. I mean, I think it's just, first of all, it's absolutely astounding sight. You know, I'm just amazed by the cosmos. I truly am. The
yes.
beauty of it. And, you know, the full moon is extraordinarily beautiful in my eyes. And it's a time of the month that you can literally drive around without your lights on almost because you can see.
That's
I mean,
exactly
you know, you
right.
can see in the dark. And it's for me, it's just, there's something very magical about it. Now, you know, we did have a couple of email questions, but I have a couple instant messages that came in because
okay.
what we're talking about right now, tonight is the full moon, but, you know, we've got other energies coming up. You know, there's a big to-do going on right now that this is 7707 coming up.
Yeah.
What is the significance of that?
Well,
is there
I feel
any?
Like those, particularly sevens, I mean, I don't, you know, last year we had 666 and
yeah,
we all survived.
Yeah, we all made it through it.
We all made it through that. What I think, though, is numbers like 777, it really means to me that there's a resonance that vibrates a little bit higher. Instead, it's not negative necessarily at all. I really think it's about, okay, on that day, what do you want to draw to you? What things do you want to be thinking about from now into next week? I mean, what do you want to think about? What do you want to look at? How do you want to see, like, good luck and flow?
Well, you
sevens
know...
Sevens are good luck.
Well, and exactly. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of news articles this last week since I've been home, and the marriages for the date 777... have already increased like 30% over last year, they're reporting.
I agree. See, I think if this were eons ago, we wouldn't know what date it was. We would have no idea. But what we would know is vibrational energy. And I think the more we take responsibility for vibrational energy, and do ourselves a favor and say, okay, I'll take responsibility for this. I'm going to create a day. Greg Braden, I know, I saw him speak here not too long ago. He's talking about his new book, And he talked about this man who wrote a book called Metaphysics. And I have that book, and I got it in like the 60s or something, and it was kind of old then. It was written in the 40s. But this man recommended that one set up a day. You know, like if you really want tomorrow to be special, then set it up today in your own mind. Write it up maybe. And I did do that once for somebody's birthday, and it worked beautifully. And that's really what we're saying is, indeed, if you decide 777 is a lucky day for you, then make sure that then you're not under your bed. Could you go out and maybe have coffee?
Well, and I also think that it's about the whole idea of superstitions or myths or what have you, and you know, obviously a 777 is a sign of good luck, but you know, technically speaking, 77 of 2005 was the 777 if you did true numerology.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's all about intent, and people can create their own luck by working or utilizing the energies that are in place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's different sides of the coin. I mean, you know, for me, it's you make each day exactly what you want it to be.
That's
you work
right.
with the energies, and if the energies don't flow well with you, then you recognize that and you try to make the best out of it by working around it. You have, in other words, you have a solution to a block or an obstacle.
Exactly.
Now, I've got an instant message here. It says, why do Vedic astrologers pay a lot of attention to the moon placement in a chart? Like, is a Cancer moon at 25 degrees, 45 seconds good? Was one of the questions.
I don't know too... I've had my chart read Vedically and
okay.
loved it. I don't know too much about Vedic astrology
okay.
other than that you actually are a different sign than what you are in Western astrology. But I think in Vedic astrology, well, it's true in Western astrology too. Many degrees are considered lucky.
Okay.
And so many times of day or degrees of where that puts that planet at that time. I think that's more about what it is. It's more about what that time of day made the degree.
Okay.
So that's what it is. And so it is about degrees and how you want, you know, there's different energies through the whole 30 degrees of a time or a placement of the planets.
Okay. So it is just a different way of configuring it, which,
yes.
you know, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we here, us Westerners, we kind of think of astrology in just you know, a certain way, but I know there's different ways. There's many different ways of...
Egyptian astrology,
uh-huh.
obviously.
Right, right.
An ancient astrology that was done very, very differently.
Yeah.
Kabbalistic astrology is done differently.
Yeah. But, you know, they can all be accurate within the realms of how they're put together.
Right.
You know, because I've had my chart done different ways, and they really are pretty accurate in all the different ways that they've been put together.
Right.
So.
And that's true too. I was going to say.
Yeah.
There are different ways of interpreting. There's
sure.
You know, Western astrology has cottage houses and tropical houses and all. You know, lots of different ways of doing it. It's called the Placidius.
Yes.
Interpretation. It's what I guess the astrologer decides they're most comfortable with.
Right, exactly, and the way that they put it together. And
right.
some of it is stemmed from, you know, a religious background as well, or a spiritual belief as well, you know, some of the different astrologies. So, you know, it's not just scientific, it's also spiritual information that's also loaded into it as well.
Exactly.
Now we have one other little quick question here. Could an astrological chart be made for a pet, like a cat or a dog?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fun.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't
and
know
that.
And
it's done the same way. If you obviously, if you could know the day and the date and the place they were born, if you got them and there's any way to know even what time, you know, early in the day, late in the day, if you don't know the exact time. But you do it exactly the same.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and you can apply, like the sixth house is about serving. If their son is in their sixth house, you'll know that dog is going to be so loyal and so dedicated to you. It's one of those dogs who will save your life if they have to.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. That's just absolutely awesome. I love that.
I know.
I'll have to send you something on my dog because he's an adoptee. I have his date of birth, and I know where he was born, but I don't have the time of birth.
And so. the standard in astrology is if you don't have the time, what you do is you most standardly do it at 12 noon. It's a 12 noon chart always.
Yeah, yeah, that much I did know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's tell everyone. We want to let everyone know that when you're going to come back, we're going to talk about the energies of the full moon as it progresses, and we're going to talk a little bit about the retrograde and some other things coming up in the next segment. We also have some emails. So if you guys have a question, you want to email us, it's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Or go right onto the website, click on the Yahoo. I'm on Yahoo online. We can do an instant message as well. And we're going to try to get to all of these tonight to answer your questions. So it's going to be a great night. Or you can feel free to call in 913-871-8177. And because Nancy and I are here to answer some questions. So I'm going to leave you with one, Nancy, here because we're almost out of time on this segment. 4 of 01... in Kansas City was a dog, and that one was mine, and that's when he was born. So maybe during the break you kind of look that up. It's not a big deal. But that's when he was born, is in April 1st in 01. There we go.
So April 1st of 2001?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that is my little doggy. And one quick question before we run out of time. Somebody wrote in and asked, can you use a pendulum to figure out a time?
You certainly can.
My pendulums have always been very good.
If you have an idea even of around the time of day and you start asking the hour, that pendulum should give you the answer.
And I've worked with pendulums a lot. I absolutely love them. I love dowsing. I love the pendulum. I like all that work. I think it's really fabulous. But there's just so many tools. There's just so many tools through the ages, and I'm sure we haven't even tapped into all of them. You guys, stay with us. We're going to be right back with Nancy Miller Ogren and Journeys with Rebecca.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right. Welcome back. We are here with Nancy Miller Ogren, my lovely, lovely resident astrologer. And, of course, I'm your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and we're doing an update on the Capricorn full moon. And we've talked a little bit about that. Nancy, what else is coming up in the next couple of weeks as far as the energies are concerned? Before what? It's going to be a new moon coming up after this. So what's
right.
happening between now and the new moon?
Well, first of all, we've got Mercury retrograde right now, and it will be retrograde in Cancer till the 9th. And so you want to say you would like to communicate as best you could, if particularly if someone needs clarification from you about something in life. It may not be as easy as you would like it to be, even though Mercury is in Cancer. You'd like to say the very best things you could possibly say, but Mercury isn't at its best. So, and we've got a
but it's not at its worst, though, is it?
Huh?
It's not at its worst, though, is it?
No.
I didn't think so,
because
it's sure
not anywhere near its worst.
No, it really hasn't felt that bad.
No. It's just, it may be a little emotional, and people may be asking sort of assurances from you, or Are we still okay? Is it still okay?
Okay.
Can we still communicate? Would you talk to me?
Okay.
About this. So there's going to be, because it's Cancer, there's going to be some sense of it's got to be resolved, or it's, you know, earth shattering. When you may be feeling, look, it was just a minor, you know, misunderstanding. But understand where they're coming from if they're very connected with you and not so much right now. And that's kind of what that's about.
Okay. So we've got the retrograde until the 9th, and
right.
then what happens? What's the shift after the retrograde?
After the retrograde, you'll probably tell everyone you know how much they mean to you and you love them to
pieces. That's so sweet.
And you'll forgive people because it was just a misunderstanding.
Well, that actually sounds pretty good, people being able to work things out. Wouldn't that be great for the world?
Yeah, and I do think this is the best sign for that to be in. The full moon, you know, Capricorn isn't always there to sit right down and go, yeah, let's talk this out, shall we? Let's have a heart-to-heart. Capricorn will go, excuse me, I've got to go to the bathroom, and I'll be back in a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but with Mercury direct in Cancer, and the sun in Cancer, then you'll be able to have those heart hearts, and it'll really come from your heart. So be thinking about that. Be thinking about who needs, you know, if you're waiting for somebody else to break the ice on a misunderstanding, you may have to strap on your guns and go out there and do it yourself.
Good.
You're going to have to go and say, we need to talk about this, and first of all, let me say I'm so sorry for any misunderstanding I may have perpetrated.
There
and
you go.
You've got to be the peacemaker.
Love it.
Because, you wait for the other person. The other person may not have a clue how they're going to do it. And if you have this information, then it really does become your responsibility.
There you go.
Somebody's got to take charge, and it might as well be you.
As Dr. Phil would say, somebody needs to be a hero.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. Now, why did I don't know why I quoted Dr. Phil. All right, let's move on here for just a quick second. We'll come back to some more of that stuff because we have one here from Bill. This is an email from Bill. And now Bill was born in Elgin, Illinois on 4/15 of 1949. He said he thought he was born in the morning, and what can you tell me? Interesting.
Well, I ran both his natal chart and his progress chart, and he has Aries. He has quite a bit. His sun is in Aries. His Venus is in Aries. His Mercury is in Aries. And I feel like, and Mars is in Aries.
Wow.
Right, and it's on his, it's in his 10th house, and that's who he is out in the world. So he probably had a paper route at 5.
Yeah. You know what I heard? I heard he was burning trails.
Oh, absolutely.
Does that make
absolutely.
Sense?
And he really is, because That's who you are out in the world, is a 10th house. In the midheaven, he has 00 Aries in his birth chart. And that really is, whatever he was going to do, he was going to do it. And nobody was going to tell him why it was going to be hard. He wasn't going to go there. And I believe that, like I said, I think as a teenager he had plans. And of course, having that up there in the 10th, he doesn't know what to do with himself when he isn't making plans. And his moon in his natal chart is in Sagittarius, so that's two fires. That's double fire. So he has dreams and visions, and he's very, very, very creative, I would say. And his ascendant, which is the third thing we usually talk about in a chart, is in Cancer. And so he also is the nicest person. He likes people, and he wants everybody to get a fair shake, I would say.
Well, I think that you've probably just hit the nail on the head, Bill. I think that you just will love that one. What's wrong with that? That's great.
And I just want to say very quickly, I ran his progress chart, and his progress sun, he has mostly Gemini in that 10th house. He has Mercury and Mars in his sun, and Uranus in Gemini. Uranus is actually in Cancer, but the rest is in Gemini. And, you know, Geminis are out there with their plans and ideas, offering it to the world. And so if there's any new ideas he has, great time to share them with others. They will come to fruition.
Well, I can tell you that Bill is a wonderful communicator, and Bill, I would not be unhappy with what Nancy told me at all. Thanks, Bill. Now, this next one we're actually not going to be able to do. This one was from Lee, and he said he was born in Russellville, Alabama at 9:10 a.m., and he needs a job change. And he does write, and he says, "Hope you are back on the air and your father is better now. Been missing your lively voice." And I want to say thank you so much, Lee, for that. However, you gave us the wrong birth date. How do we know that? Because you put it down as June 14th, 2007. So you would be very, very young listening to this show, Lee.
Let me just quick say about Lee, though. Just let me say about the job change. I think if he waits until, if he prepares for it and starts looking into the background of what he wants to go into, my feeling is between September into mid-October, he's going to find somebody who needs him.
And let me also just say is that I feel like that he is struggling tremendously with where he's at.
Yes.
And it was just a real heaviness when I did read that, so I would agree with that. However, I picked up that he needed to start working on it by August. That didn't mean he was
Okay. I did too, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny you say that. I heard August would be ideal. What I saw was, though, can't meet with the person until so late in August. He probably gets the job early in September.
Okay, well, that works.
That's all it is. You're absolutely right. So there you go, Lee. Two for the price of one.
And Lee, if you do get that your birthday, we'd be happy to do that again at some other time. Honestly, we will. Honestly,
sure will.
We will. What a
sure
sweetie. Lee is just tickles me. Okay, here is another one. Now, this one says, "Hey, Rebecca, love your show, as they say, long-time listener and first-time emailer. What's in my future? Anything good? My birth date is July 4th, 1962, born at 4 a.m. in Clay Center, Kansas. Birthday time is always depressing for me, too retrospective, I guess. Can you tell me something good? TC in KC."
Well, what I see in this one is, this person was born with their sun in their first house in Leo. Their ascendant is Leo, and so that's a double Leo. That's called a double Leo. And then his moon is in Aries, which makes it triple fire in the ninth house, which is about higher ideals and how do you want to expand on yourself. And what you really you came in to make a difference. And then I ran the progress chart.
It is a he.
TC. We'll just call him TC.
Okay.
He also has Aries at his midheaven of that 10th house. So all of that says you can make your own breaks. You can make things happen with your own intentions. He's one who really needs to be doing his intentions with each new moon. He really has to define to himself what it is he wants this next month to be. And then progressed, the reason he's having a little trouble is progressed, his son is still in the first house, but progressed into Cancer. And he's not as comfortable with that.
Okay, I can agree with that.
And, wait a minute. Let me switch these. This is where he is now, the Leo stuff I just said. This is where he is now. Now is his opportunity. He has been holding back his whole life. He's been holding back, waiting. And now he has to move forward. So that's the progress sun. It's the progress sun. I was looking at
earlier.
The progress chart first.
Right.
Which is probably what, because it's all fire, it went, me.
jumped out and went, hello. There you go. All right.
So he really, this is him now. This is him now. He's ready, and he's got to, next big step he wants to take? He's got the tools to take it, and he's got to speak up for himself and say, I'm confident I can do that. I'm very confident about my skills and what I have to offer.
Cool. All right, let's read one more here, and then we're going to move on.
How about your puppy?
Oh, let's talk about my puppy. His name is Mr. C,
well,
a.k.a.
Polar Bear.
Well, your
puppy is a sweetheart.
He is. Everybody loves him.
Well, and he was born with his sun in Aries, Venus in Aries, conjunct his sun in the fourth house, and that's your family.
Aww.
And your home environment. So he just thinks he's a member of the family.
Oh, he does.
He has no idea that he's an animal. He thinks he's a legitimate member of the family. Has his moon in Cancer. So that's family and hearth and home. And so you're hard put to get him in a car to go anywhere, I think.
Oh, he actually wants to be with you all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you were in the car, but
yeah.
If you were
going
to take him somewhere where, like, the vet or groomed, and you were going to leave, it almost breaks his heart.
Oh, I tried to have him groomed once. They called me back.
Yep.
And they said he won't do anything for us. So I stood there with him, and he was just fine. So
yep.
He's never, no, we don't do that anymore.
No.
Mama grooms him or
Mama
takes him.
He really is a member, a legitimate member of your family. He's one of those, he's a karmic pet. He's been in other forms and other lives with you, no doubt.
Aw, well, he is such a sweetheart. He's here with me now. He's laying right here, having a little chewy. And he's a... He's a mixed dog, and he's got Chow in him and Samoyed.
Wow.
And he's cream color, and he smiles all the time. He's absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Wow.
And
wow.
I adopted him 2 years ago.
Ah.
So he was an adoptee, so yeah.
Oh, he is so happy. And the reason I said it's karma, by the way, is because he has Pluto on his ascendant. So he starts the chart out in a karmic position with Pluto, because Pluto is karma. So you had to adopt him. There wasn't a question about it.
There wasn't. I went up to see him, and I you know, squatted down to pet him, and he literally hugged me. And I went, okay, that's it.
Yeah, that would be him.
And this is my dog. I was like 30 seconds maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I had searched for him for 6 months. Well, before we run out of time in this segment, my goodness, we need to talk about Matt. Now, this one's kind of a strange one because we were talking about the wrestler that committed, you know, murder and then suicide, Chris Benoit. We've got his birth date. He was born in Canada. And would there have been anything in his stars that would have astrologically kind of, you know,
in
maybe had some kind of...
In his birth chart, I feel like he came in feeling so responsible because his moon is in Scorpio and Neptune is also in Scorpio on his midheaven, which is the top of, like I've said before, which is the top of the chart and who he is out in the world. And his fame made him more desperate than it would have done somebody else. He felt so guilty and responsible. It feels to me like his whole life he felt so guilty and responsible with that moon and that Neptune. And progressed, which is where he was right now. He had Neptune in Scorpio, in Scorpio's house. And I just feel like, and his moon was, or his sun, which he was born in Gemini, his sun was progressed in Cancer, into Cancer. And I think, and in his fourth house, which is the house of your own environment and your family and your family of origin. And I think he's been there for the last 8 years in Cancer. And I think the overwhelm of all of I get the loudest sense that he let everybody down and that he never felt in this life like he was good enough.
Wow, interesting, considering who he really was.
Yeah.
And I need to, so that I don't forget, this was Matt from Omaha, and he's listening on Robin Valley Radio, that wrote in about that. And, you know, we always wonder what makes people do things like that. And, you know, I hope that this is information so people know that when they get to that point that they really need to seek outside, you know, help for some other reason, you know, whatever the case may be. Now, you know, we're coming up to the end of this segment. Boy, we just run out of time so fast. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up in the next few weeks. And we thank you guys for listening. Stay with us. There's more with Nancy and myself coming up.
Enzymes, what are they? They're complex molecules needed for every chemical reaction in the body. Digestive enzymes break down large food molecules into smaller, readily absorbable building blocks that the body requires. Nature provides enzymes in food to aid in the digestion process. But when we process, refine, overcook, or microwave our food, most, if not all, enzymes are rendered useless. When we consume cooked or highly processed foods, our digestive system has to produce the enzymes necessary to digest what was eaten. Our Garden's enzyme formulas offer a combination of potent enzymes in various forms to enable you to make the most of the nutrients in the food that you eat. 6 different formulas are available to help you put your health back on track. Which one is right for you? Well, we'll help you find out at perfectlyorganic.net.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Don't let internet radio be crushed by unfair royalty rates. Call your congressional representative. Ask them to co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act, introduced by Representative Jay Inslee. SaveNetRadio.org for more information.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, we're back. We're back, Nancy and my resident astrologer and myself. Okay, well, we had some great questions tonight.
We did.
Oh, my goodness, they were just awesome. I just loved it. Thank you, guys. That was so wonderful. I have one little quick thing that it's just a little statement that Stephen McKay, you know, he is here. He's my engineer for my show.
Uh-huh.
And he has an interesting story. When he was in high school in 1979, they had career day. And he had an astrologer that came in and discussed her work. He said it was really cool. He said he didn't know if something like that could happen today or not. I was like, I don't know. I haven't heard much about anybody coming in and talking about being an astrologer in high school anymore. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
So interesting.
Wasn't that cool, though? I wish they'd do stuff like that. That'd be great. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, it's not as easy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, so we talked a little bit about Mercury retrograde. Of course, we've got the beautiful full moon. For those of you who can really get out tonight and stand underneath that beautiful full moon and see if you energetically can't reach out and touch it, because it would be most astounding tonight to do such a thing, especially seeing how that we just had, like you said, the summer solstice that's come and went, which I was in Michigan taking care of my father, but I did take some time out on that day and, you know, give my thanks and kind of meditate on that particular day. So it was a wonderful day for me that day. So, okay, so what else is coming up, Miss Nancy, for the next few weeks that we might be able to enjoy or to be aware of?
Well, I'd like us to look at aspects, as I say. You know, we have Venus and Saturn together, like 1 degree apart.
Ooh.
Venus and Saturn in Leo, and they are opposite Neptune in Aquarius. And so we have Neptune that wants to heal opposite Venus and Saturn. And I just want to sort of give everyone an idea to follow over this next few weeks, because we are being affected by this aspect. And it's that Venus in Leo is stating, love yourself. And Saturn in Leo is saying, do what you love. And Neptune in Aquarius is saying, ah, you are love.
Ooh.
So I want you to embrace that, because I think we're not feeling loved.
You know, I think that's, it just gave me the good willies when you made that statement, by the way. I mean, all those are talking about the different aspects of love and what it really means. And if you can combine all three of those, oh, my goodness.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. And I really thought that was important, because when planets aspect each other, they are activated and trying to give you some information that you can use in your life. And I thought that information was the best.
It is. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I love that.
So you guys, I know. It's great.
I know. So you guys take heed of that. If you get nothing else out of tonight's show, that's a wonderful thing to get out of tonight's show right there.
Exactly. And of course, what we're looking forward to in 2 weeks, July 14th, also a Saturday, I think, we have a Cancer new moon. And so, like I've said before, I want you to really look at what is it in this next 2 weeks you're preparing and setting intentions for. Things like, are you taking care of your body? Are you doing, are you attending, are you nurturing your own body? Do you swim? Do you walk? Do you ride bike? Anything is helpful. And are you conscious of where your thoughts go? Are you conscious of whether you're thinking about the future in a hope and dream picture, or are you thinking about your future with dread and fear? Obviously, you're going to have to make a choice to have the future you want to have. And really, what are our soul desires? That's what we're looking forward to in these next couple of weeks, that we have to intend and commit to the loving outcome of our own life.
I love that. That's absolutely excellent. That's excellent. So you guys, I hope you're listening. I hope that you take this to heart. And, you know, for those of you who may not remember all of this, this show is also going to be put on the archives, which you can reach from my website next week, and it's free of charge to go back and listen to these shows. There's no charge at all. So that's really good stuff right there, Miss Nancy.
Thanks.
I like that. That's some of the best news you've said for a while. That's good. And I'm not that you're doom and gloom, because you're not. Not
no,
at all.
I never am.
But that stuff there was really powerful right there.
Good.
Okay, let's talk about how people can get a hold of you, your website, also about your moon mailing, if you'll give everybody that information.
Exactly. I do a moon mailing for every new moon and full moon, and the most important piece is it's free.
Yes.
So you just email me with moon mailing as the subject, and you send it to Nancy Ogren, O-G-R-E-N, at comcast.net. And I will get that. You can also go to my website, which is nancymillerogren.com.
Absolutely.
www. So I'd love to hear from you. I just love to have you on my moon mailing. And I just do feel like I'm always looking ahead. So when I'm looking here, I'm looking into December, obviously, because that's when the sun will be in Capricorn. And I always, when we're in a full moon, look 6 months ahead to see where we're going to be there. And my sense of this is there's a lot of forward progress if we will start taking personal responsibility.
That's very good advice. That's very good advice. And I think each and every one of us owes that.
Yes.
To our own self is taking
mm-hmm.
personal responsibility. I really do. Now, you know, you always put out to your pathways each year.
Uh-huh.
And when will you be taking orders for next year's?
Moonways is what you
Moonways,
mean.
Yes. I always call it pathways. I don't know why.
It's Moonways Guide for 2008, which I just finally, I finished it this week. So all the text is written. I've run the charts and got the text. I'm really excited. And there again, you can just email me if you're interested. I will be sent, if you get on my email list, I send out an email flyer that you can order. If you have a Moonways, you can order from the order form in the back of the book. But you certainly can order the Moonways by just emailing me and saying, I'm interested in Moonways, send me an order form.
Nancy, thank you so much, my dear. You guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Vitalizer Plus, Advanced Oxygenation System. The Vitalizer Plus is scientifically documented to do 4 things. 1, structure water. 2, increase oxygen. 3, to add minerals, and 4, to add energy. Go to perfectlyorganic.net. That's perfectlyorganic.net and get yours now.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues at www.cdbaby.com.
Tolerance. It's accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background, their religion, their lifestyle.
It's about accepting people for who they are as individuals.
Their culture, their family, their tradition.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversities that make us great.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right. What a great show, don't you think? So again, be sure to check out Nancy's website at nancymillerogren.com or just click on the link from my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. While you're there, please be sure to check out Fate Magazine, fatemag.com, and of course to our newest sponsor, perfectlyorganic.net. They are the official sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca Radio Show, and you can show support for the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Show by supporting our sponsors. You know, I really do love hearing from you listeners out there, so please write to me, let me know what you think of the show or the guest. Email me, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, or you can leave me a message on my comment line, 913-825-5224. Now, you know, if you have any stories or pictures that you would like to share, please pass them along. I may be able to use them in future shows. And speaking of future shows, next week's guest is going to be Richard Bartlett, Matrix Energetic. It applies the principles of quantum physics as a unique and effective approach to healing. Now, this is the essence of energy medicine. So this is going to be another great live show heard right here on Journeys. Now, some of the guests in the weeks to come are Philip Gardner on Secret Societies, Mark Kimmel's A New Civilization, Sharon Buckwalter, Children Are People Too, Carl Helvey, Healthy Holistic Aging, Dr. Gibson, Your Immortal Body of Light, and Eric Gilmore, Why Am I Stuck?, and of course, so many more. And please don't forget about the summer reading special, a special price for all new clients, so book your appointment soon, as there's very limited space and time for this. And, you know, again, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for all your kind emails, your letters, and your communications while I was gone the last couple of weeks. We are going to be so much more prepared for things like this in the future so that we can bring Journeys with Rebecca to you uninterrupted in the future. And, of course, a very special thanks to KC Online Radio and all of their assistance in bringing the live show to you. And, of course, to all the affiliates who simulcast Journeys for you to hear. The other thing is please get out and touch that moon, because it's going to be an absolutely auspicious moon this night. And for the next few days, you're going to be able to see it. So please get out there and just bathe in her. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good night.